So the epistle for the Sunday after the Ascension is taken from 1 Peter chapter 4. Dearly beloved, be prudent and watch in prayers, but before all things, have a constant mutual charity among yourselves, for charity covereth a multitude of sins. Using hospitality one towards another without murmuring, as every man hath received grace, ministering the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the words of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the power which God administereth, that in all things God may be honored through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand from the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 15 and 16. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Paraclete cometh, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceedeth from the Father, he shall give testimony of me. And you shall give testimony because you are with me from the beginning. These things I have spoken to you, that you may not be scandalized. They will put you out of the synagogues, yea, the hour cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doth a service to God. And these things will they do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the hour shall come, you may remember that I told you." Please be seated. Sursum corda. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Father, dear faithful, well, we had celebrated this on Thursday, the Feast of the Ascension, and mentioned to you how, obviously, for the apostles, they were sad that our Lord was leaving them. It was this longing in their hearts for our Lord to be with them. He had spent these 3 years with them, taught them, instructed them, given them their mission. But our Lord had told them that it is expedient for him to go, that it is necessary for him to go, that therefore that the Holy Ghost would be able to come to them, to be able to give them the graces and to go out to preach to all nations, to fulfill the mission that Almighty God had given to them. And that's why our Lord says he would not leave them orphans. He would not leave them alone. And so that is something that also, on the Feast of the Ascension, I mentioned to you that it's also for us to raise our thoughts to God, to heaven, raise our hearts to heaven. And that is something that St. Augustine reflects on the Feast of the Ascension in the time period after that. He reflects on the fact of raising our hearts to Almighty God, this sursum corda, something that you're familiar with, that you see before we sing the preface of the Mass. It is this raising of our hearts to Almighty God. And why? It's because we long for God. And that's where St. Augustine says, if our minds are there, meaning if our minds are with God, he said, then we will have peace here, peace on earth, because of that, peace of soul. Because if we're able to focus on the things of God and keep our reflection upon that, well, then it will help us to deal with the difficulties, the crosses, and trials of life. Because we see a purpose for it. We see an end to what we have here. And it's interesting to see in the communion prayer of today's Mass of how that our Lord asked the Father not to take us out of this world, but that he should keep us from evil. And so the realization that we have to live in this life, living in this life in order to get to the next. And for all of us, it is a trial. It is a test for us. And granted, sometimes the test can be very difficult for us, can be very trying, to where we long to leave this world. And maybe in some ways it's to escape the crosses and trials of this world. But that has to be purified, those thoughts. Because we must long for Almighty God, not necessarily just to leave the difficulties that we have here. But we must long to be with Christ, to be with our Lord for all eternity, to return to God. And I think that is something that we can reflect upon, just as St. Augustine reflected upon this of lifting up our hearts to God, to always keep our mind and our hearts on the things of God. The reflection for us can be, do we long for to be with God? Is that where our longing is? You know, if we were given the choice to remain here on earth or to die, to be with Christ, what choice would we make? I mean, a lot of us would think to ourselves, well, yes, obviously I want to be with God. But sometimes we will maybe think to ourselves, well, I'm not ready yet, or I want to be on this earth some more, a longer time, period of time. I mean, yes, we have our families, we have our friends, we have things here. But do we have a real desire for heaven? Or is it a fear of judgment? We have an attachment to the things of this world. So that's where I think we have to try to reflect and to think about, especially in this time period. As I say, we had Ascension Thursday. Now we have this Sunday, the Sunday after the Ascension, before we have the great feast of Pentecost next Sunday. And the grace is that the Holy Ghost brings upon the church itself. And so therefore, do we have this real desire for heaven? And I think that's something that also, when you look at the apostles themselves, yes, they longed for our Lord to be with them, but he had already spent 3 years with them, preparing them for what they would go out to do, to preach and to teach to all nations, bringing them the faith to bring them closer to God. And so, yes, they long for our Lord to be with them. But that's where our Lord says to them, in a little while you shall not see me, but then in a little while you shall see me again. That our Lord will come again, yes. We understand that. We wait for that, even in a way. But that's where, for our own souls, we have to prepare ourselves for when God will call us. And that's why I mentioned about making a good confession, our Easter duty. But as I mentioned to you before, that's the bare minimum. I mean, that is the bare minimum for us just to do. We have to take care of our souls, because we are not meant for this life. I mean, even on a natural level, when sometimes people leave home for the first time, they have the homesickness that is there. That is because they want to be with their family, their friends, they treasure their home, but they're absent from that. And so, yes, on a natural level, we recognize that fact of a homesickness. And for some people, it can really actually make them sick. But in a way, for us, the same idea and the same understanding of, we should have a homesickness for our true home, which is heaven, that we long to be there. That we realize and we understand that this life, this world that we're in right now, is just a mere stepping stone to the next, to prepare us for that next step. That is what this life serves as. I mean, obviously, we utilize the things of this world that God has given to us. I mean, obviously, with our family, our friends, to strengthen us, to help us to reach that final goal. But that's what we must understand. So as I say, on a natural level, yes, we understand homesickness. But for us to also to recognize the fact of preparing our soul for the next life. And as I say, do we have that real desire for heaven, or is it just a matter of the fear of judgment that we will have? I mean, St. Paul before has given us the idea we are just pilgrims in this life. We're exiled in this world, in this valley of tears. That is because this is not our true home. Our true home is heaven. And so therefore, what do we need to try to do in order to understand that? What do we need to try to do to help our soul for that? Of having the proper understanding of that. Well, one, we must try to center on heaven. As I say, with us the feast of the Ascension itself, raising our hearts and our minds to God. Focusing on the things of heaven, of understanding truly the redemption, the work of the redemption, of why our Lord came into this world. He came into this world to redeem mankind, to bring them back to Him. That is why He came into this world, to suffer His passion and His death on the cross. And then with His resurrection, it is for us a foretaste of heaven, that God willing that we too will be brought to heaven. And so that's something that we must try to understand, realize the deep meaning behind the redemption of mankind. Realizing that, and then obviously trying to put that into practice in our own lives. And then also kind of the balance that we must have of the active and the contemplative lives. It is something that we even see in sacred scripture. The two examples, St. Mary Magdalene and St. Martha. For St. Martha, she wanted her sister to help with the meal, prepare for that. And so she even asked our Lord to force St. Mary to work, to help her with these things. And it's interesting to see the response that our Lord gives to her. I mean, not only does he tell her that, you know, Mary Magdalene had picked the greater part, that she, you know, contemplating the things of God. But he also said to St. Martha, he said, you are too restless, too worried, too anxious about the things. And so that's where then that focus, that balance that we must have in this life. Yes, we have the active life that we must be a part of. I mean, even as priests, we have our active apostolate we have to take care of, but we must have the balance with also then the contemplative life. Meditating, contemplating of the things of God, to be able to give that to all of you, the spiritual life that we must also have. And so that is also a means for us then to think of the things of God, this balance between the active and the contemplative lives. I mean, it's important for us to also see. I mean, even as a laity, you still have that obligation. As I say, yes, you have your active lives, being out in the world, taking care of your families. But there must also be a formation of the spiritual life. Because that is also something that you try to give to your children. But if the children don't see that at all, well, that's how they're going to be formed and raised. But if they see the importance in that, of the prayer life, of reading and meditating upon things, and that's at school, what we try to do with even with the small days of recollection that we give to the children. Give them the time to think, to pray, to contemplate. I mean, it's a must for us all. And so therefore, that is some practical steps of trying to help us then to focus on the things of God, to realize and to understand the deep meaning behind the mystery of the redemption of mankind. But then also balancing our own lives, the contemplative, the active lives, and as I say, the examples that we have with St. Mary and St. Martha. Something also so important for us to realize. And so we need to put these things into practice. We need to realize that our true home is heaven. And we must be doing everything that we can in order to try to reach that goal, to reach heaven. So praying for these graces in this time period, as I say, we have the great feast of Pentecost coming next Sunday, the birth of the church, the grace that were given to the apostles that they can go out to preach to all nations. Let us take an example from them of praying and being prepared for the graces that God will receive for us. But then as we have, even in this Mass, this longing for heaven, this longing to be with Christ, let that be our intention. Let that be our focus each day of our lives, that we want to be united with our Lord, and so that when we look up to heaven, that we long to be with Christ for all eternity. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.